Welcome to PharmaPulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast, where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and let's get into today's headlines. First up, a national survey from the Annenberg Public Policy Center reveals that Americans now trust the American Medical Association over the CDC on vaccine safety. If the two bodies issued conflicting advice, 35% of respondents said they would follow the AMA, compared to just 16% who would take the CDC's guidance. This 2-to-1 margin signals a profound shift in where the public places its confidence, driven partly by controversies over the CDC's recently revised messaging on vaccines and autism. In other news, the FDA is reeling from fresh leadership turmoil. Dr. Richard Pazdur, the renowned 26-year agency veteran and founding director of the Oncology Center of Excellence, has filed for retirement as director of the Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, just weeks after accepting the top CDER role. Reports suggest the sudden exit stems from growing frustration over what he labeled as political interference and reservations regarding the new rapid drug approval initiatives. Lastly, a crucial reality check for patient support programs, as a new report from PLEO, analyzing over 140,000 patient interactions, found that the industry's focus on cost is missing the true drivers of non-adherence. The top barriers are overwhelmingly cognitive and psychological. Knowledge gaps at 40.6%. And skills deficits at 40.5%. The emotional factor is also critical, with over 2/3 of patients reporting they felt lonelier after receiving their diagnosis. The key takeaway? Patient hesitation, doubt, and lack of connection are the real hidden enemies disrupting treatment, not just financial burdens. That's it for this episode of PharmaPulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.